Nữa luôn ạ. Good morning. Senator Perry Oley, nice to have you with us today.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
You want to introduce yourself?
This Senator Ted Perry Oley, representing District 28, and I have, Madam Chairman, two guests with me who are from Central Oregon. I'll ask them to stand and introduce themselves.
Yes, and be sure and tell us what town you're from, Central Oregon.
My name is Jessica
Rowe, and I'm from Central Oregon. And I'm Ryan Dudley from Crandall, Oregon.
Well, and I live in
Alfalfa, so I'm in between you. I'm Madam Chair, not to be outdone. I was in Powell View and Fineville this weekend.
You were?
Yeah.
Good enough. Now you didn't get a chance to see our guests still, did you?
No, but Powell View is very pretty.
Oh, Powell View is lovely.
And Madam Chair, I hope the good representative brought a full wallet on the way east and an empty wallet on the way west.
We came back with about 2,000 pounds of Thunder Eggs.
Oh, excellent. Good. Madam Chairman, Ryan will be shadowing you today, and Jessica will be shadowing Senator Metzger. So we're giving them a bipartisan experience.
Good. Wonderful. Welcome. It's good to have you here today.
Madam Chairman, I'm here in support of the proposed actions that legislative revenue will be making today, and also just to commend the efforts of the staff there and the job that they do. But I will defer the substantive testimony to Paul Warner, who has brought some information forward today.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair and Mr. Chair. I'm Paul Warner, Legislative Revenue Officer. I have just a summary outline for you that highlights the budget issues, and I do have one deviation from the governor's recommended budget to request of you. First of all, just the basic outline of what we do. We have six permanent FTE. We have myself and four other economists and our office manager, Kim James, who's with me today as well. We spend most of our interim time working on research reports. We summarize what happened during the session, and we often spend much of our time working on initiatives that have been proposed and analyzing those initiatives. And we have interim committees, both Senate and House, usually meet six times during the interim. The governor's recommended budget maintains us at our current service level for ongoing programs. Our budget is actually reduced 4.4%, but the reason for the reduction is due to a one-time appropriation for the Oregon Tax Incidence Project. And I have brought a summary packet of the Oregon Tax Incidence Model. There was a $300,000 appropriation that actually went through the e-board that funded this project. What we did was use those dollars in a model building contract with Oregon State University. We have. I also have the larger version of the Oregon Tax Incidence Model, if there are interest in that. We hired intern support throughout the interim to help us. We actually used a fair amount of our staff time to help construct the model. We had an oversight committee, which Representative Witt chaired, that gave us guidance on the Tax Incidence Project. We bought a fair amount of data and software to help us in designing the model, and we increased our computer capability. However, with about a month to go in the session, we have spent, I believe, about $184,000 of the $300,000. And the proposal I'll make to you on the second page is that to request that you disappropriate $100,000 of the $300,000 and reappropriate it for the 2001-2003 biennium. The reason for that is During we did complete the model, and we used it during the legislative session. We used it specifically to analyze House Bill 2281, which is the sales apportionment bill. We used it to analyze House Bill 3942, which is the tax reform proposal that came from the House Revenue Committee. We also used it to analyze Senate Bill 67, which was a proposal to reduce capital gains taxes in Oregon. So we used it for three major revenue proposals. However, during the process, we had contracted out with reviewers to go through the model in depth, to go through the report we had done, and we really got those very in-depth reports in January. And of course, in January for us was the time when things really began to pick up. Now, we were able to make some adjustments in the report and adjust the draft to incorporate some of the things that the reviewers had commented on, but it's my feeling that there are some substantive things that would improve the model that we could further contract with Oregon State University to meet some of the issues that were raised by our reviewers. So that's really the major use of those funds would be to contract further with Oregon State to help us to refine and build on some of the sectors of the model. We also will have an opportunity to run more simulations from the model, and we want to improve the information packet so that the information is more translatable for policymakers in terms of what the implications are. And finally, you do have another bill before you, which has come from the House Revenue Committee, which is House Bill 3942, which proposes to establish a task force on tax reform during the interim. If that indeed, if you decide to fund that and pass that bill, then I could imagine a fair amount of work for OTIM during the interim, and this would be an opportunity to build up our knowledge of the tax system and to get some improved analysis of what some of the alternatives might do. So with that, I will open up for questions.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. I am a strong proponent of the tax incidence modeling and the dynamic modeling as opposed to static modeling. If we ran business with static modeling, we would virtually all business would move to a great giant standstill throughout the world. If we couldn't anticipate that on the day that we opened the doors of our business that we would have people flowing into the business, then we would be in real serious trouble. And for that reason, I would spend my own money in part, and I guess I do in some respects, to encourage dynamic modeling versus static modeling. And I think Mr. Warner and everyone within his department has heard from me enough that they don't care to hear from me at all anymore, but they know that I feel very strongly about, yeah, but what happens when you do that? And they say, we have a static model system and the dynamic model system needs to be improved. So for that reason, you'll find me to be a strong strong proponent of the Oregon Tax Incident Modeling Project, and I would look upon the request very favorably. This has been done within budget, just over a longer period than has been anticipated.
Thank you, Representative Butler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would largely echo what Representative Butler said. I think what OTIM adds to the revenue committees and the legislature as a whole in terms of the ability to look at substantive and significant tax changes and to get the dynamic feedback from those tax changes, I think is critical information that this legislature really needs. I'm very impressed that Mr. Warner and his department brought this in significantly under budget last session, and I think it's appropriate that these $100,000 get pushed forward to the next biennium so they can refine the uses of the model so it brings as much value as it possibly can to the legislature in the next session. So strongly supportive of this request and very appreciative how efficiently this work has been done.
Madam Chairman, just to echo the, if I might, comments of Representative Butler and Representative Witt, every hearing that we've had, indeed every time we've opened a public hearing on a revenue bill, the question has been asked, mostly by the chair, what does this bill do? And with the Oregon tax incidence model, we've moved out of the realm of windage, where you simply moisten your finger and hold it into the air, and past the place where we were basing our assumptions on pushing pencils and the experience, regardless of how deep that experience is, of the revenue staff. We now have a tool that appears to be pretty useful and will become absolutely indispensable as it becomes more attenuated to the feedback issues and it gets a bigger database. So I just think it's a great opportunity. I'm very impressed with the model itself. The fact that we will rely on it in every revenue issue shows you how important the tool it is. So the nice thing is that they work with it 12 months out of the year. So when we're in legislative session, we have a high degree of confidence that what we're seeing in the model is actually what we'll see when the bills are actually enacted by the legislature and become law.
Madam Chair, one thing I might add on the project is that we have worked very closely with California and Washington. California was ahead of us in developing their dynamic model and really has the most sophisticated in the country. And they were very helpful to us. We had the person who had designed it with the California Department of Finance came up and helped us in constructing OTIM. And our colleagues to the north, Washington, is a little behind us, but is also very interested in this model. So we feel like a coordinated modeling effort on the West Coast has taken place, and I think we've all the states have benefited from that.
Thank you, Paul. Any further questions? Wonderful job. Sounds like you run a wonderful shop.
Well, thank you.
You have all the kudos, and we appreciate the work you do.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you very much, Senator. And we'll look for your shadows on the Senate floor. And Senator Brown is
shadowing you,
so don't leave without speaking to her. Any further questions? I'd like to thank the committee for their good work. The earlier part of the day was a little rough, but once I realized we weren't going anywhere, with all due respect to the folks that were in the audience and waiting, I felt there wasn't any reason to have the committee hear testimony if the bill wasn't going anywhere.
Madam Chair, I just want to say that Senator Ferrioli added new meaning to the word windage in that process. I mean, we were out of wind at that point. There's no reason to put anything more in the sails.
Gosh, I'm sorry that Senator Ferrioli didn't have a chance to hear you say that.
I wanted to say it, Brian.
Thank you for the good work. And tomorrow, Peggy, what are we doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have, I think it's 2809 dealing with funerals and trust or some such thing. And then, if time permits, and the fiscal officer is available, we'll squeeze the legislative fiscal officer.
Okay. Thank you very much, committee. We are adjourned.